Every year, thousands of people are told there's no explanation for their health concerns and no way to fix them. They feel frustrated, undermined, and lost. I know, because that was me before I figured out the actual causes and reclaimed my health. Now, I help others do the same. I'm Ina Toppler, and this is Health Mystery Solved. If you've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's, I know that a Hashimoto's diagnosis can come with many mixed emotions. On one hand, there's finally something that answers your many symptoms. But on the other hand, you're probably feeling lost, feeling overwhelmed, and especially if you've been living with this for a while, you're probably wondering if your life would ever really be the same again, right? I get so many questions from my community like, can I still get pregnant with Hashimoto's? Can I have balanced hormones? What about my energy? Can that come back? And my hair? Can it ever grow back and be thick? Can my digestive issues resolve? And can I ever get rid of my brain fog? And the list of questions just goes on and on. And I'm here to tell you that as mysterious as many of the symptoms may seem or may be, there is nothing that you can't do with Hashimoto's. When I was first diagnosed at 25, everything was so overwhelming. But fast forward to now, I can answer yes to all of these questions. I now have two kids, and I had my second at age 41. So take that to the OB that told me I was too old, and he actually asked me why I waited so long to have kids. But that's a story for another day. I also now have good energy, and I could sustain that energy while taking care of these two rugrats and having a full-time practice, recording this podcast, and doing all of the online Hashimoto's content and education that I provide, supporting hundreds of students. Plus, now I get up earlier, even before the kids, so that I could have some self-care and downtime. I never, ever considered myself a morning person. I just always felt so tired and I needed so much sleep, and literally every minute in the morning counted. But the more my body balanced, the more I was able to do while still feeling good doing it. That's a really big thing for me. My hair is actually growing past my shoulders. It sheds way less than before. And now I have clear skin, which I never had when I was first diagnosed. My point is that no matter where you are in your journey, I really want you to know that everything really is possible. What makes it possible and how this can also be possible for you is two very important things. My friend Hal Elrod, who is an amazing motivational speaker and has overcame so many things, including a nearly fatal car accident when he was 20 and a rare and aggressive form of cancer when he was 37, calls it the miracle equation. This equation is unwavering faith plus extraordinary effort equals miracles, or AKA what you want to achieve for your body and health and really anything in your life. First, you need to have the belief that you can. It's that faith, that knowing, even if you have to fake it before you make it, that you can and will get through this. The second thing is to then take action and to continuously put in effort to make that happen. This works if you have both sides of the equation, but if one of the sides goes, then everything comes tumbling down. The minute that the belief in yourself and what you can do, that unwavering faith, goes even a little bit, subsequently, so will your effort. That will happen naturally. And vice versa, if your effort goes, it's common for that faith to naturally decline as well. I understand that continuously having both parts of the equation may not seem easy, especially because putting in the effort sounds like a lot of hard work, particularly if you don't know what that effort should be, what the action steps to take, or what plan to follow. Thankfully, it doesn't have to be hard because you have me in your corner for both of those. When it comes to thyroid and Hashimoto's especially, the effort part, the action plan, so to speak, is that we want to support your thyroid, and at the same time, we want to support your immune system to stop the attack on the thyroid. This is the twofold approach that I'm always talking about because it's so key. And by the way, if you missed my free Hashimoto's training where I discussed this twofold approach in great detail and discussed how you can figure out your specific Hashimoto's and thyroid type, the recording of that workshop is still available for a few more days and you can get it at thyroidmysterysolved.com/listen. Once you sign up, you'll get access to the private Facebook group where I posted the recording. And if you don't have Facebook, you'll get the link to the Zoom replay so you can watch everything and it will be available through March 7th. This way, you can feel so confident that you're taking the right action and not guessing your way through everything, which makes that effort, those action steps, so much more easy and more fun to take as well. The belief part of the equation can also come with some or many hesitations, one of which is because so many people base their ability to really believe that they can heal on where they've been before and how much they've already healed or didn't heal. If you've been on this journey for a little bit and feel like you've hit some roadblocks, I really get it. But I want you to also consider that while it can be very frustrating, there is an underlying benefit to the journey itself. And the fact that things may likely have been up and down for you does not have to affect your belief in the fact that you can heal. There are so many lessons and strength in our journeys. And it's not just how quickly we do it or how few roadblocks we have, because each roadblock will typically have a really important lesson for you. Let me give you an example with something else to illustrate this. I have an acquaintance, we'll call her Samantha. Samantha actually won the lottery and overnight went from living paycheck to paycheck to having over $1 million. Needless to say, she was very, very, very excited about this. She rented a huge penthouse in New York City. She bought lots of designer clothes. She went out to high-end and exclusive clubs and restaurants. She flew around the country and she started hanging out with a lot of rich people. When she was not eating out and drinking, she binged on Netflix, watched a ton of Real Housewives. No judgment or anything there. But she really felt quite unfulfilled and was actually bored a lot of the time, especially after she's been to Nobu for the 52nd time and bought her 10th Louis Vuitton bag. I also have a friend, we'll call her Sally. She started an integrative health practice, but it was slow going. She wasn't able to get a lot of clients and found that it was hard to continue paying her rent for her office, and that made her really stressed. She knew she loved what she was doing, and she loved helping people, and so she didn't give up, and instead she got resourceful. She started networking with many people in the area. She showed up on social media. She produced content each and every week. And even though not every single piece of content got her clients, she kept at it. While she lost money at first, she kept going and going and going. And now, 5 years later, she has made over $1 million and has invested it, which will continue to grow more and more for her. In these last 5 years, she's learned so much about herself, her business. Really, she found her groove. Samantha, on the other hand, wasn't really good with her spending. And after 5 years, all of her winnings were gone and she was back to being broke. Samantha got that money so quickly that she didn't know and didn't get to learn how to hold on to money. She didn't respect her winnings and she didn't learn what to do to actually grow her earnings. This is similar to some celebrities or other famous people that we hear about who end up spending or losing a huge sum of money a lot quicker than we would expect. That's because those immediate results do not allow them to prepare themselves and to really appreciate or know what to do with it. Now, why am I telling you all of this and how is this related to your health journey? Well, it's related because I know that you've been struggling for a while and have many symptoms. And because of this, I know that you really respect what it feels like to feel good. So when you do get it, you're going to continue to take care of your body and do everything that you can to support it. Someone who always just feels fine is not going to have that same value of their health and their bodies. And so I would like you to consider that if healing really was overnight without the journey, you would likely not appreciate it or be able to really sustain it. I know we live in an instant gratification society, but what we learn from our journey really takes us a long way and helps us to really develop ourselves and be able to actually maintain it and not only survive, but to really, really thrive. Yes, it's a journey and it takes effort, but I appreciate it so much because part of the journey is the value you put on your health and what you're going to do to protect it. Better health is also the result of who you are becoming, because in addition to biochemistry, we also have to look at what's going on in our thoughts. We have to look at our beliefs. And part of our journey is actually doing some of that emotional work. So many of us with Hashimoto's are people pleasers, as well as perfectionists. And the work can really help to shift that. As you continue to do the work and go through your journey, you also become conscious of your boundaries. You start to realize that what you say yes to means that you're saying no to something else, and you start working on these things because it's part of the journey. So you're really becoming a whole new person. You also start to realize that if you don't speak up to keep the peace, you actually start a war inside yourself, and you make those changes and you become the best version of yourself. I know this was true for me. While my journey was long, I would not have it any other way. If it wasn't for my journey, I wouldn't be here with you providing all this information and helping you overcome your symptoms. And I would not have been nearly as fulfilled and nearly the person I am today. So what I want you to remember is that anything is possible with Hashimoto's. And even if you've been on quite a journey, there are lots of lessons here. And I know you already learned many of them. And there's probably many more to come. And to keep going and to really get to the bottom of everything, remember that equation. Unwavering faith plus extraordinary effort equals what it is that you're desiring to achieve. So I need you to first and foremost see that possibility and have that belief that you can. That has to come first. And then comes the action. And lucky for you, that's something I figured out to the T. It can show you and customize for you. So if you have the how-tos covered, you just have to see the possibility, which of course, by the way, I can help you cultivate as well. Effort is important, but I want to make sure that you're putting in the right effort and not just spinning your wheels. I find that most people dealing with thyroid issues are putting in quite a bit of effort. I know you are not lazy. You research, you listen, you learn, you try. But I understand that sometimes it's hard to continue to put in effort if you don't know what to do. So if that effort is guided, it makes it a lot easier. So if you need support with your thyroid and Hashimoto's, I would be thrilled to help. As I mentioned earlier, my free training recording is still available so that you can learn much more about the right approach for you. And if you need more support that is specifically customized for you and your thyroid type and your Hashimoto's triggers, and you would like to get your results faster, easier, with a lot less stress, a lot less overwhelm, and without paying an arm and a leg for it, then I would be so honored to support you inside my Thyroid Mystery Solved program, which is actually on special from now through March 7th at $450 off for this March enrollment. This is a one-of-a-kind virtual program where we address your thyroid and your immune system from literally every angle, step by step, specifically for you. The program actually consists of two parts. The first part is where you really understand the thyroid, how it works, what all of the lab values mean, how you can really interpret your results, and everything that's connected to your thyroid and your immune system. And then the second part is where we actually solve your issue, and that is going to be different for each thyroid type. And here we literally look at it from all angles. So we look at the diet piece, and you probably have heard that gluten is a big trigger and is important to avoid, but that's just one piece of it. There's so much more when it comes to diet and really understanding the best foods for you, how to balance them, how to combine them, how to put them together. And I include everything that you need, including meal plans and recipes to make it really easy. There's also a workout piece, because depending on your type, certain workouts may be better for you, while others may not be as good. And then we work on supporting all of the necessary organs so that we can get to the bottom of the underlying reason of why you have your type in the first place. This is going to be different for everyone as well. And then we work on identifying and supporting your own individual Hashimoto's triggers. There's so many different triggers, and I show you between all of the different quizzes and questionnaires that I have, which triggers you have and what to do. And the other big thing with this is that there is the step-by-step component. You may have heard about some things that you can do, maybe a lot of things that you can do, but I know that that could be really, really overwhelming. So what I do in the program is I make it all step by step. So you do one thing, after which you go to the next and then the next. And the steps are going to be different for the different thyroid types. But even within the same thyroid type, there's going to be different steps for the individual people. We look at all of the different organs and support them each step by step for you. This way, it's not overwhelming and you're not taking a ton of supplements all at the same time. We do one thing and then go to the next and then to the next. The other neat thing with the program is that you actually have access to me. So you literally have me in your back pocket. So when you see your doctor, a lot of times people tell me that they pay their co-payment, which is $40 or $50. The doctor sees them for 5 minutes and they don't come out there with any answers. And sometimes they'll have to see another doctor and they're paying more and more money and not getting the answers. As you go through the program, as clear and succinct as everything is, if you have any questions or need any further support, I'm there guiding you every step of the way. So if you have any questions or need any support, I will answer them for you. So anything that you need, I'm there for you and doing this with you. The other thing is the mindset piece. And this is a big missing piece for so many people. I can make you a really good plan. And trust me, I do make a good plan. I've been doing this for a long time. But even with the best plan, what if you don't do it? Right? Our beliefs, our thoughts, all of these different things have a lot to do with how we see a plan and whether we're going to take action. We look at all of that stuff, and there's a lot of mind shift hacks. We look at traumas. We look at, you know, both big and small traumas, things like betrayal and shame. We also look at cultivating that unwavering faith and figuring out what your health dream is and what you really want for yourself, because that's so important. So we really look at it from all angles. Also, the course never expires, and I update it all the time with all of the new information that comes out, and you have access to it forever. So you never have to pay a reinstatement fee. And everything is in one place, because I know that you like to learn and listen and watch, but sometimes it's hard when you're trying to do that across all platforms and then gathering everything and putting it all together. Here, everything you need is all in one place, because I know that your time is so important. It's worth a lot. And I want you to get results with the least amount of time and by having everything at your fingertips. So if you'd like my support, I would be so honored to help you. And if this resonates with you and you would like to sign up, you can go to www.thyroidmysterysolved.com. As I mentioned, it's $450 off. You don't need any coupon code. The new updated price is on the website right now through March 7th, so you can take advantage of that discount. And I would be so, so happy to support you so we could do this together. If this episode resonated with you and you know someone that can use this information, please share it with them. You can also share it on Instagram in your stories. If you tag me, I'd love to also repost it. I also have so many exciting episodes coming up. Grace Smith is going to be on the podcast next time, where we dig into hypnosis for Hashimoto's. Super, super exciting. And then we're going to be talking about semaglutide, which I am sure you've probably heard about in the media. And we're going to really get into all of the nitty gritty. We're also going to be looking at inner child work and much, much more. So I'm so excited for all of the different episodes to come. So please be sure that you're subscribed to the show so that you never miss an episode. And if you're enjoying these podcasts and can post a review on iTunes, I would really, really appreciate it, because it helps the podcast to be ranked higher so that more people can see this information and see that there's so much that they could do for their health as well. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. And I will see you next time on Health Mystery Solved, Thyroid and Hashimoto's Revealed.
All information, content, and material on this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a substitute for the consultation, diagnosis, and/or medical treatment of a qualified physician or healthcare provider.